Tourism, a catalyst for peace in a divided world. Tourism is an unlikely but powerful force for peace and prosperity in an era of geopolitical tensions and economic uncertainty. As millions of travelers explore diverse cultures and landscapes, they build bridges of understanding, tolerance, and cooperation, key ingredients for global harmony. Tourism, the silent diplomat, bridging nations. The numbers tell a compelling story. According to the Pacific Asia Travel Association, PATA, Asia saw over 290 million international arrivals in 2023, with Thailand leading as a beacon of tourism success. The nation welcomed over 40 million visitors, generating an impressive 2.38 trillion baht, 54 billion pounds, in revenue. Such economic vitality reinforces the idea that tourism doesn't just sustain livelihoods, it creates opportunities for cooperation and shared prosperity. Tourism as an economic driver. In regions like Southeast Asia, where tourism accounts for 12% of GDP, the industry's ripple effect extends far beyond hotel bookings and beachside cafes. Every tourist arrival represents a chain of economic activity that sustains millions, says Gloria Guevara, former World Travel and Tourism Council CEO and candidate to lead UN tourism starting in 2026. From street vendors to luxury resorts, tourism is a lifeline. Thailand, often called the Land of Smiles, exemplifies this. Its tourism boom has reduced poverty in rural areas, preserved cultural heritage, and turned conflict zones into thriving destinations. Krabi, once known for unrest, is now a haven for travelers, showcasing how tourism can transform communities. Building peace through travel. Global influencers are adding their voices to the conversation. Hollywood star Angelina Jolie, known for her humanitarian work, asserts, "Travel opens eyes and hearts. When we understand each other's stories, peace becomes possible." Similarly, billionaire entrepreneur Richard Branson highlights tourism's potential to ease tensions. Business and tourism often go hand in hand. They both require trust, collaboration, and open borders, he states. Home, Scal International. Scal International, a global tourism organization advocating for sustainable practices, echoes these sentiments. "We believe tourism is the only industry capable of creating real peace," says Scal International. "Through travel, people become ambassadors of goodwill, breaking barriers that governments alone cannot." Iturbonews.com. Data-driven diplomacy. Statistics support the notion that tourism fosters peace. Research by the Institute for Economics and Peace reveals that countries heavily reliant on tourism, such as the Maldives and Cambodia, tend to score higher on the Global Peace Index. Meanwhile, a PATA report found that for every 10% increase in tourism, the likelihood of regional conflict decreases by 1.5%. Asia, the world's fastest-growing tourism market, is at the forefront of this movement. The UNWTO predicts that by 2030, over 500 million travelers will visit Asia annually, further cementing the region's role as a hub of cross-cultural exchange and economic growth. The path forward is turning travel into a bridge to peace. This is how tourism unites a divided world. The economics of harmony and tourism's role in global stability. Tourism's ability to foster peace is not automatic, it requires mindful policies and sustainable practices. Governments must invest in infrastructure that promotes accessibility and inclusivity, ensuring that all benefit from tourism. As Nobel laureate Malala Yousafzai aptly puts it, "When people travel, they learn. And when they learn, they understand. Understanding is the first step towards peace." In a fractured world, tourism is a testament to humanity's capacity for connection and resilience. Whether it's a bustling Bangkok market, a Balinese temple, or the vibrant streets of Tokyo, every journey contributes to a more united, peaceful future.